Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas Sam Biak Shom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in this Daf speaks about someone who causes somebody else to die Begroma. And the Gemara says that Rava says someone who tied his friend and he died from hunger, he's Potter. Rashi explains it's not like Mitzamtzen that we saw before that he literally killed him, but here it's considered to be a Groma. It's something that is, it's growing as he goes. He just caused him to die indirectly. So I saw the Sefer Daf al Adaf sends us to a beautiful vort that's brought down the Sefer Eishel Avrom, written by Avrom Oishpitatz. And there, in Parshas Bereishis, he speaks about what happened with Cain. Shmuel came to Cain and tells him, "Where is your brother?" So Cain answers, "Hashomer ochi anoichi. Am I the guard of my brother?" And Lechura, this answer doesn't make any sense. Cain did not know that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that he kills Hevel. He plays the dumb. I don't know where my brother is. Am I guarding my brother? And what's this lashon? Am I his guard? So he says the pshat like this. The Or HaChaim on the spot explains that Cain did not go and kill Hevel because Cain knew that one of the mitzvahs, the nitztavu b'nei noyach, that Adam Rishon already received, is not to kill somebody else. So what did he do? Zok Dor HaChaim, Cain was Isha Adama. And he knew that in the Adama, their location, the Adama is compared to a human being. And the Adama also has locations that are compared to their hands, to the leg, and to the mouth. Meaning, in some places where you put a person in that location, so the Adama, the land itself, will swallow the person. So what Cain did was, he took Hevel to that location, to the place where you have areas in the Adama that swallows a person, and he brought Hevel there to kill him indirectly, to kill him Begroma. And the Rechaim says that's considered to be that he killed him because Hevel relied on him. He trusts his brother. So he considered to be that he killed him, but it really puts us on Adama's pia, as the Torah says, that Adama is the one who opened the mouth and swallowed Hevel. So says the Eishel Avrom, but based on what we learned in our Gemara, here in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin, if someone kills somebody else Begroma, he's Potter. So what's the tie on Cain? It wasn't directly, it was indirectly. So he says that many of the poskim, the Chasam Sofer, the Yavetz, and others, they say the whole idea that Groma Yipater, that's only a regular person. But someone who's a Shomer, he doesn't have the Ptur of Groma. Someone who's the guard of something else, even if he caused the Nezek Begroma indirectly, is still Chayov. So says the Eishel Avrom, that's what Cain told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cain says to Hashem, HaShomer Ochi Anoichi. I did not kill Hevel directly, it was indirectly. So Mishmav, I'm his guard, I'm Chayav and Groma. But now that I'm not his guard, so why am I Chayav? So what's the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Cain? So the Eishel Avrom says, stage one is, this whole idea that a person is not Chayav and Groma is only B'dinei Odom, not B'dinei Shemaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Cain, yes, you're Potter B'dinei Odom, but you're Chayav B'dinei Shemaim, so therefore you'll be punished. But then the Eishel Avrom goes and says another pshat. Because the lashon that Kishbo says is called Dumei Achicha Tzehakim, the blood of your brother is screaming. Why the blood of your brother is screaming? So he writes in Drusha Rosh Hashanah that when it says that a person is Chai B'din Shamayim, it means Beis Din Shalmal. But when a Kishbo himself judges, so Kishbo goes up B'dech HaRachamim. He has mercy and he's Moichel. So Beis Din Shalmal, they punish. They go up in the Sadin. But HaKadosh Baruch himself, he goes with me the Sarachim. That may be also the Pshat, the difference between Ben Tzoyer and Moire and Yishmael. The Meir by Yishmael was based in Shemalo, and Ben Tzoyer and Moire is me the Sarachim, as we mentioned when we spoke about Ben Tzoyer and Moire. But there's an exception to that rule. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu daven me the Sarachim? And maybe he's Moichel to somebody. If there's nobody else complaining about him. But if there's a complaint, there's a taina of one person against somebody else, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not knowing that midas harachmim. Then he listens to that person. He says that's the pshat in the psukim when it says that almana screams HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to her. So says the Eishel Avrom, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Cain, kol dumei achicha tzoakim. You have the blood of your brother screaming out. That blood is calling me, so therefore I can't be noeg with you, midas harachmim. So not only you, the reason why you're punished, even though it was only Groma, and even though you're not a shomer, but there is here, you want to do din shemaim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be mirachim, but here you have called me'achicha tzorakim elai, and therefore there's no rachmanus, a beautiful void of the Eishel Avrom based on our Gemara. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.